Keith Bowling is the athletic trainer for the Princeton High School football team.
We're playing a game that obviously there can be injuries, there can even be catastrophic injuries. And I think we owe it to our athletes to be on top of our game.
Princeton is one of several high schools across southern West Virginia to use what's called the Friday Night Medical Timeout. It's a kit that basically includes a checklist and a video. Dr. Jim Kyle is the EMS director of Region 1 and creator of the Medical Timeout.
The Medical Timeout is a Friday night event around high school football to make sure that safe participation occurs with injury preparedness. It's initiated by the ambulance covering the high school game. The EMS personnel now invite early contact and communication with both the home and visiting team sports medicine staff.
The idea is to maximize the time and minimize the chaos by bringing healthcare support staff for both teams together before the game to discuss things like equipment location, hand signals, ambulance location, and more.
Basically, just looking where is the equipment and who's going to use it? Is there a backboard on the sidelines? If you have a downed athlete that needs to be placed on the backboard and transported. If the concussion occurs and there's a brief loss of consciousness, how do you remove the face mask to make sure that you can observe the athlete closely and prepare for an airway? Those face mask tools are specific to each type of helmet, and sometimes only the coach or the equipment manager has the tool to remove the face mask. So where is it and who has it? Those sort of things. Checklist.
Kyle says the first medical timeout actually occurred in Italy when he served as the team physician for the U.S. Soccer World Cup team during the championship game.
I go into the ambulance to make sure all my prep was right, and well, nothing was there. No backboard. No cervical collar if we had a neck injury. Had an IV equipment, but the cardiac defibrillator pads had rust on them. That was my first medical timeout, if you will, on a big stage. And once again, it shows even with elite world-class athletes, many times, unless there's that pregame process, that checklist, things can be missed.
Keith Bowling says preparation and anticipation of the what-ifs are important for health officials to understand early.
When an athlete goes down on the field, we can't be standing around at that point in time trying to figure out how we're going to take care of them or what are we going to do. That is not the time to come up with, oh, well, who's going to do what and how and when and where. We need to know those things in advance. I always had some sort of plan in place. It was never really written down on paper, so to speak, and it was never really shared, I don't think, as much as we shared it this year with the coaches and the players. It was something that me and the team physician and the physical therapist that we have on the team that were well aware of how we were going to handle certain situations.
Bowling says the medical timeout is especially important in rural areas where resources can be scarce and situations vary from week to week.
I feel like if you were to talk to any of our athletes this year, they felt safer on the field. They knew if they were hurt, they knew they were going to get taken care of.
Concord University also used the kit for the past 2 years. It's not clear when the kit will be completed for purchase. It remains in production. For West Virginia Public Radio, I'm Jessica Lilly in Athens.